in this bulletin, Australia closer to 80% first dose vaccination rates. North Korea condemns the AUKUS defence pact. And in sport, New Zealand Breakers have parted ways with guard Ty Webster over his refusal to get the COVID jab. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says there's just over 1.6 million Australians left to be vaccinated against coronavirus before Australia reaches 80% first dose administration. It comes as the TGA approved the first batch of Moderna vaccines for rollout after 1 million doses arrived in the country over the weekend. Mr Hunt says more pharmacies and GPs will be included in the rollout from this week, increasing the pace of vaccination.
What that means is 1,800 pharmacies coming online to vaccinate Australians with the Moderna vaccine this week. Another 1,800 pharmacies coming online to vaccinate Australians with the Moderna vaccine next week. We have increased the number of GPs very significantly, 72.1% first doses and 47% second doses around the country.
72.1% of the eligible population of Australia has received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Central Western New South Wales town of Cowra is going into lockdown after a 9-year-old boy tested positive for COVID-19. The week-long lockdown in the town of about 10,000 people will come into force at 5 p.m. tonight. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says the community has high vaccination rates but urged residents to be vigilant with testing. It comes as New South Wales records 935 new locally acquired cases, the first time the daily figure has been below 1,000 in almost a month. Another four deaths were also recorded, taking the death toll of this outbreak to 245. Let's go to Victoria now, which has recorded 567 new cases of COVID-19 community transmission, its highest daily figure of the current outbreak. The Victorian Health Department also recorded another death. Authorities say that out of the 209 people who are in hospital, 86% are not vaccinated and only 3 are fully vaccinated. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has urged residents to get whichever COVID-19 vaccine is currently available to them.
72.7% single dose and 44.2% double dose. I can confirm there are 4,800 AstraZeneca appointments that don't have anyone's name beside them right now, that's over the coming week, and some 2,800 Pfizer appointments that are available and open. Please go online and put your name next to one of those appointments. Play your part in keeping yourself safe, but also keeping all of us safe and getting us open.
Meanwhile, the ACT has reached 55% double-dose vaccination of people aged over 12. Chief Minister Andrew Barr says the state will hit 80% first-dose coverage today. And Pfizer bookings have also opened up for children aged 12 to 15, with Mr Barr encouraging parents to book through GPs. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce says he understands France's disappointment over Australia's nuclear submarine deal with the US and the UK, but emphasised it was a matter of national security. Mr Joyce says no matter what, someone will always be disappointed.
You know, people say we should have been more open. The reason we have a National Security Committee is because it's secret. Otherwise, it would be called the Parliament. As Deputy Chair of the National Security Committee, we have to make deliberations in absolute secrecy on behalf of our nation. And that's what was done. No matter what happens, there comes a time where someone's going to be bitterly disappointed. My views and the views of my colleagues is the protection of the Australian people, that your children, your grandchildren, grow up with the same liberties and freedoms that you take as a birthright. And many times we don't even stop to think about it.
The US and UK will be sharing technology and expertise with Australia to help it build nuclear-powered submarines as part of a newly announced pact between the three countries. The move sparked fury in France, which lost a long-standing agreement to supply Australia with diesel-powered submarines. And North Korea has condemned the Australian, UK and US defence pact, saying it will retaliate if it sees its security threatened. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs released a statement describing the alliance as extremely undesirable and dangerous, warning it could trigger an arms race in the region. Let's go to sport now. And in basketball, New Zealand Breakers have parted ways with guard Ty Webster over his refusal to be vaccinated against COVID-19. The contract was terminated by mutual consent. The club says it supports each player's freedom of choice in regards to the vaccine, but given current circumstances, Webster's refusal means he won't be able to participate this season. The club says it will keep the door open for Webster should he change his mind. Let's check out Tuesday's weather for you around the nation. Fine and sunny in Perth, 27 degrees, a cloudy 15 in Adelaide. In Melbourne, showers and 13, much the same for Hobart, a cloudy 13 degrees. In Canberra, light early frost and then a top of 14. In Wollongong, a shower or two, 18. In Sydney, much the same, 18 degrees. Showers as well in Newcastle, 18 there as well. In Brisbane, windy and partly cloudy, 23 for you. Fine weather in Cairns, 31, and a sunny and hot 37 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos, this is the latest from the SBS newsroom.